Blackstone Audio presents The Witch's Tree, an Agatha Raisin mystery by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Alison Larkin. This book is dedicated to my sister-in-law, Mona Chesney, with love and affection. Chapter 1. The evening was not going well. The late Agatha Christie would have been amazed to learn that she was destined to be the ruin of some genteel dinner parties. Otherwise intelligent people, after a move to a village in the Cotswolds, can become keen to do the village thing, getting ideas of what it should be like from her detective stories. That was why Sir Edward Chumble and his wife Tiffany had invited the vicar of St. Edmund in the nearby village of Sumpton Harcourt and his wife to dinner.
"I mean, one is supposed to invite the vicar," said Tiffany.
The other guests were Tiffany's friend, Jane Oliver, an odd woman with a look of perpetual bad temper, an elderly judge, Lord Thurkettle, and two bright young things, Brenda and Benji Gentry, who were in fact in their 40s, but chasing perpetual youth. The vicar, Rory Harris, was not meek and scholarly. He was built like a rugby prop and had a deep, commanding voice. His wife, Molly, was a truly glamorous redhead, and that put Tiffany, who regarded herself as the fairest of them all, in a vicious temper. The Chumbles had recently moved to the Cotswolds, and Sir Edward was determined to play the role.